He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 496. Before we begin, I want to tell everybody that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I promise I will answer all my email. Well, we have an interesting show for you today. We're going to change formats slightly, and what we're going to do is our long-awaited interview with the folks from Peril Protect. I have a system here that is on loan, and it is used for monitoring water leaks in your house or your barn or wherever you may be living, your business, whatever the case may be. And it basically consists of two different components. One is a sensor, and you can get 4, 5, 6, pretty much as many sensors as you want. And we'll take a look at these in a second. And also, you get a small, looks like a Wi-Fi router box. And let's take a look at the website, and we'll actually see what we're talking about here. So the name of the company is called Peril Protect, and they got some really cool 3-month waived free monitoring, which is kind of nice if you want to take advantage of that. Now, I have tested this out, and I'm pretty impressed. I need to tell you that right off the bat. These are the two devices that we're talking about. This is a sensor, and again, you can get 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, as many sensors as you need. Actually, they come in packages, pre-packed, with 4, 6, 10, or whatever it is that you need for the square footage of your house. And it also comes with a small, we'll call it a router-like device with an antenna on it that you just simply plug into the wall. And you can't stop a water leak if you don't know it's there. Detection is essential. And that's why we have water leak sensors that are easy to install in minutes in your home. They provide 24/7 monitoring, so you have peace of mind. If there's a water leak, an alert will be sent to you via text, and if you don't respond to that text, they're going to call you. Now, what's insane about this is not only do they call you, but you can tell them that you need a plumber, and they will find someone for you anywhere in the United States, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is really cool. So if you have a summer or a winter home, or if you're away on vacation or whatever the case may be, and you have a nasty water leak, they will get a plumber for you or someone who can fix that. So that is really nice. And what we'll do now is we'll actually take a look at the video here and just get a brief overview, and then we'll take a look at the actual components. So there you have the very brief video. It's literally 1, 2, 3. This by far is one of the easiest devices I have ever hooked up. Oh my God, you literally plug it in and push a button and that's it. Let's take a look at the actual components. So here we have what I'll call the quote router modem box, if you will, very small. This just basically plugs into the wall and that's it. Nothing else you have to do. It will turn on. There is a little antenna here. You can put that up or down or whatever. This light is interesting. I don't know if you can see it But there is a green light right there that's lit. It's hard to see, but it is lit. And this will show you that it's on. Now, oddly enough, it's not plugged in, but you'll see that the green light is on because there's a battery backup in this. As I understand it, the battery backup is good for about 14 hours-ish. There's nothing else you have to do to plug, just plug it in. On the back, you can easily see where the connection is here for the power pack. There is an on and off switch right here. And this you don't have to bother with. And this is actually a SIM card. And the truth of the matter is that this card you don't want to touch or remove, but this connects it to a cellular tower, which is real important. The other components of this are, quite frankly, just the sensors. And you get, you know, as many as you order, 3, 4, 5, whatever. What's nice is these are pre-configured for you so that... if you look here, this says water heater, and that's where that will go. It's already labeled for it for you. So when you get your kit, you will see that they're already labeled on the back. This one here was labeled toilet bath number one, and you can label them whatever you want. Just tell them when you order what your labeling would be. And here are the sensors. There's two sets of sensors here. There's one here, and there's another set here. So you can see the little pads here, and these actually will sit like that underneath your sink or whatever the case may be, and wait for the water to hit it. Also, there is a green indicator light right there, an alert button here, and this actually is to turn it on. So you're going to hold that in for approximately 5 seconds, and that will automatically link to the transmitter box that we just saw prior to that. And you can see that green light blinking, maybe you did, and there it goes. And this will actually alert you to the fact that everything is connected. That's it. That's all you have to do. What will happen then is you're going to get an email within 5 minutes of hooking this up that tells you everything is nice, and you're ready to go. So once you hook this up, you're going to get an email that's going to tell you everything's nice, it's handshaked, and it's ready to go. The kicker to this thing is it works on the cellular system. So basically, just like your smartphones hit the cellular tower, that's how these devices work. You don't need the internet, which is wonderful. So these things are up and active 24/7 just by hitting a cell tower. And that's also going to prevent the Wi-Fi dropouts and the internet crapping out and all those types of things. So pretty smart idea, if you will. Now, I have one of mine underneath my kitchen sink, and my garbage disposal, I know, leaks. I can see the water there now. I haven't tried it yet, but I will. We are going to see what happens when I turn on the garbage disposal and it starts literally leaking water on the sensor underneath it, and we'll see if I get notified. Now, one of the things that I really like about this, as I mentioned, it's 24/7 monitoring. They will text me, and I got to be honest with you, a lot of the times I just don't hear the text. I just don't hear it. But what's nice is if I don't respond to the text within a minute or so, they're going to actually call me on the phone 24/7 and say, hey, you got a leak. You want us to respond? You want us to send a plumber, or are you okay? So that's nice. The service costs somewhere between $23 and $31 a month, depending upon how many sensors you have pre-ordered. Now, as I understand it, and we're going to talk to Isaiah Blackburn in a minute, as I understand it, you don't own the equipment. It's basically a rental. And that's okay, because everything is pre-configured, and you don't have to worry about buying equipment up front, and it's kind of rolled into your monthly fee. So I think it's pretty cool. I'm going to let it run for, I don't know, a couple weeks, and then we'll see how it responds, if I have any leaks. I know the garbage disposal leaks, and we're going to take it from there. So let's now check in with Isaiah Blackburn. So today we have the pleasure of talking to Isaiah Blackburn. He's the representative from Peril Protect, who makes this cool gadget, if you will. And without further ado, let's hit that button and bring Isaiah right in. Isaiah, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. My pleasure. So tell us, I have hooked up the devices, and I think I got four little sensors that literally are just like a little square box, if you will, very small. And we have those all set up. And then I set up my account. I have logged in. And now I am waiting for a leak. I noticed as soon as I hooked up the little transmitter box, and I've already showed the audience that, I got almost an instant email telling me that, hey, you know, you're up, you're online, and we're ready for a leak, if you will. So tell us a little bit about the back end. How much does this cost? Things about the service that we may not know.
Sure. As you described, the sensors in the hub, very easy to set up. You pick how many sensors you need at the time of checkout, and you can also pick the locations of those. So they come to you pre-provisioned and actually labeled on the device. So whatever you chose, you just turn on the switches and set them. Couldn't be simpler. But what
we've
done is
that was real handy when I got them. I saw everything was pre-marked: bathroom sink, water heater, so on and so forth.
Right. And we do that to make it, we say in a lot of our advertising that it takes about 5 minutes. And that's legitimately the case. No pairing with Wi-Fi. It's all cellular based. We use a universal SIM card so that it will connect to the strongest cellular signal. And that way, if there's a power outage or anything, you're still connected. And we have battery backups in the hub as well, as the sensors run on battery. So we try to make it as simple as possible and as user friendly. What we've done is take those.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, the system itself is, we've taken those devices that are placed in the home by the customer that we're monitoring actively and that send those instant alerts, but we've paired it with a 24/7 call center that's there to assist. So when the customer, if a leak develops, the customer gets notified instantly via text and email, but we're also contacting them from our call center to verify that they are aware that they receive those texts and emails because we want to get on that as quickly as possible. And if they request assistance, the thing that's unique to us in the industry itself is that we can dispatch a contractor, a professional mitigation contractor, anywhere in the country 24/7.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So you're telling me not only will I get an email, but I'll get a phone call?
You will get a text. So we do it two ways. So we do call, but there's a step first. We text first from the call center as well to say we've identified that there is a leak being sensed by X sensor. And if we don't hear from them, there's three possible responses. If the customer says, no, I don't need assistance right there, just reply in. We will document that and end it. If they say yes, then we're going to call them. And if they don't respond, we have a 2 to 5 minute window where we're going to then reach out and call the customer directly and their backup if they don't answer, because it's important to get on that. And we want to make sure, you know, sometimes your phone might be away.
Because I don't hear the text
a lot of times.
I just don't hear the text. So I'm going to get a phone call. That's really good. The other thing I think is important that you pointed out, and I think the audience needs to know, is the transmitting box, that little router box, if you will. That's not hooked up to the internet. That's actually hitting a cellular line. So that thing is, quote, always on as long as you have power to that. Is that correct?
Exactly. And yes, it's connected to the data network via SIM card. So and then the other thing you mentioned, if you have power to that, but we do have battery backup. So in the event of a power loss with a standard system that has Wi-Fi, battery backup doesn't do you a lot of good if your Wi-Fi is out. Whereas our battery backup will last 18 to 24 hours after that power outage, and you'll still get alerts in the event of a loss.
That's excellent. We frequently talk about IP cameras, security cameras, and quote, one of the downfalls of the IP cameras is they rely 100% on the internet to make that security call or send out that security email. With a lot of the systems, if the power goes out, or certainly if the internet goes out and the power is on, but your internet is out, you know, Wi-Fi, you're not going to get notified. This system alleviates that, and I like that it's cellular, so you're literally protected 24/7. Nice.
Yes, sir. And we felt that was important, and it also, again, it makes it very user friendly. No, you know, Wi-Fi passwords and connecting to your own network, which can be somewhat of a hassle in certain scenarios.
Yeah, it certainly was one of the easiest devices that I have ever hooked up. I am waiting. Actually, we'll see how good this works. I haven't done it yet, but I will. I have one of the sensors underneath my kitchen sink, and I know for a fact that my garbage disposal is leaking. There's no doubt about it. I have not used it yet, but I'm waiting to turn the garbage disposal on and use it. And I know it drips, so I have the sensor right underneath there. So I'm gonna try that, and I'll see what happens. It should be interesting, for sure.
I like the idea of testing. Hopefully it's nothing major. One thing I will say, speaking of the sensors, you know, as you mentioned, it's just a small square kind of puck. But our sensors do have a dual contact system. So there's two heights. One is to pick up those. We can tell the difference basically between a small leak drip and a heavier flow that indicates a much more problematic loss. So those alerts can escalate accordingly, which probes on the bottom of that sensor are picking that up.
Here's an important point, at least that I have seen in the device that separates it from other products out in the market like that. And correct me if I'm wrong, because at first, and we'll get into pricing in a minute, I thought it was somewhat pricey, but really when you look at it, it's a dedicated alarm system, if you will, 24 hours, 7, that will text message you and or call you and or get a repair person on the site. That's worth a lot of money. I myself have had some brutal damage with water heaters just breaking, and what a mess. If I had this system, it would be great. But one of the differentiating factors with your device, A, certainly is the ability for you to have battery backup and be on cellular, but also the sensors seem to be designed a lot smarter, if you will, than the typical water alert system out there. Is that fair?
It is fair, and there is. Our system is proprietary protocol, so it doesn't operate on Zigbee, Z-Wave, or other things that interact with Wi-Fi and can pick up a lot of noise in the signal. So it gives it a few things. It can send that signal a very long way. You know, on our website, we say that a sensor, one hub system, can cover 4,000 square feet. I know from personal experience, having taken this to a commercial account, that we had one sensor covering 14,000 square feet picking up alerts from all positions of the building. Now, the nice thing about that is we can expand that system so that hubs actually act redundantly and talk to each other, because in some applications it's used in multiple story buildings, so they all feed to like a property manager. So that is also possible. Our focus right now is residential, but we do know that it covers a lot of area. And because of the protocol, there's very few things that can get in the way of that signal so that we know that we're picking up accurate alerts and not getting lost in noise.
That's great. Well, now let's talk a little bit about pricing. Tell us about the costs associated with this system.
Sure. Right now we have three packages. So the difference is we don't charge up front for equipment. It's all bundled into a monthly subscription fee. So those prices range from $23.99 to $31.99, and those packages are 4 to 10 sensors. 10 sensors would cover a large home. So generally that 4 to 7 is appropriate. And then with the thing that we did at the point of checkout is we default labeled all of those locations, and it was based on experience. A lot of that is not only industry, but personal experience. I was a property and a commercial property claim rep for 7 years. And then our parent company is an insurance company. So we have lots of data, and that's where we started. However, they can be customized at the point of checkout so that you can pick the locations that make sense for your home. But definitely, you mentioned a water heater. I personally, not only as a claim rep have I experienced those, but I've had 4 water losses as a homeowner in 10 years.
It's just a gift that keeps giving. Statistically very high. You're still insurable?
It's very high. Yes, it is statistically high. And each one is different. Now, the only good thing is I only reported one of those as a claim, and it was my last one, which was a water heater. But the others I had to clean up myself out of pocket because, again, they start to spiral. So it is high, but it is important to get those. And often those things are tucked away. I don't know where your water heater is. Mine was in a garage on concrete. I never thought it was going to be an issue, except it flowed backwards into my house instead of out towards the drain. So I've seen those, and those things are often tucked away in closets. And those leaks can go on and on and on before you discover it. And then there's a lot of damage.
For sure. Now, so this is $25 to $31 a month. And it covers the cost of the equipment. Now, do you own the equipment, or you're renting the equipment? If you decide to terminate for whatever reason, you're moving, or whatever the case may be. Do you own the equipment? Do you return the equipment? What happens to that?
It is, you're essentially renting the equipment. We're playing with a model right now that would be involved purchasing the equipment. But as it stands right now, when you terminate, we'll send you a postage paid mailer, because you'll have the box if you need one. We can get a hold of that too. That way you can return it to us and we can put those back into circulation.
Okay. Well, so far I'm pretty impressed. I'll let this go for a week or two or three. Maybe later on today, I'm going to try my garbage disposal. Actually, I need to change that thing so bad. So I'll have to get to that too. Question for you. Electronically, the system seems real spiffy. I really like it. It's ingenious the whole way you've done it. The quality control, the design of the actual sensors is quite good. And just the whole system is excellent. The logical next question, of course, for me is, are you guys toying with any other devices like security systems for the house based on what you have now?
We have had discussions. The next logical step for me is the idea of introducing an auto shutoff valve that works with the sensors. Because at the point of a leak, we could terminate the water to the whole house. So that is something that we're actively pursuing now. And then also expanding upward. Yes, that is in the game plan. We started with water. And it's kind of a strange thing, but I go back to the fact that our parent company is an insurance company. We know that water is the second leading cause of property damage. So while it's not flashy and it doesn't grab headlines, it's something that we all deal with daily. And so we know how big of a risk it is. So that's where we started. And then we're going to look into other sensors as we expand the system outward.
So water damage is the second source of major loss?
Behind weather, believe it or not. It is the
weather's
second
the first
leading
source? I didn't know that. I thought it would be like divorce or something, but okay.
Well, I don't know if they track those statistically, but what I know for sure is that weather is the leading and then the water is behind that, and it's billions of dollars. Don't get into the domestic side of that.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you brought that topic up, not the divorce topic. I brought that up. It has always seemed to me, at least for the last 10 years-ish, and, you know, we haven't discussed this, so I'm just bouncing this off you. I kind of do that. But it seems to me with the water heaters today, they all break. It's just a matter of when, not if. And whatever the lifespan is, it is. Now, I've had situations where my water heater broke in 3 years, which I thought was bizarre. And it was on a very expensive water heater. Just started leaking. Unfortunately, the tenant was there and no damage, which was nice. But I've always wondered why the water heater manufacturers don't put in a sensor system right in it. And as they leak, it knows it's leaking and it shuts itself off. It just seems like it's the logical, easy, inexpensive thing to do. You care to comment on that?
Because I do deal with attorneys, I won't delve into what the water heater manufacturers are doing. I think that's a great idea, actually. And water heaters are a leading cause. And I would say, I won't say it as a blanket statement, but I've often seen water heaters fail well before the period that they're supposed to fail.
But it just
and it depends on your water. So
it just seems to me that it's such an easy thing to do. You know, what's the big deal? And you know what? I'll pay $100 more for it to have that built in. Not that I'm trying to put you guys out of business. I'm not. And by the time this happens, I won't need a water heater at the rate we're going. But it just seems logical to me.
Yeah. No, it does. And yeah, from our side of things, yeah, we would certainly like to be the sensor that's placed under there. But, you know, water heaters, you think it's a set and forget type of situation, but it's really not, because the quality of the water going into it often plays a role. And in Indiana, where I'm located, you know, we have extraordinarily hard water. So if there is not annual flushing and even changing out anode rods to pick up those, you know, mineral deposits, it is very common to see those things rust out in 6 years, 7 years, when you are expecting 9 to 12 years out of them. And the problem is they don't just gush out, right? It starts as a slow drip. And that's why I mentioned hidden damage earlier. I've been in houses where when they discovered it, they found it because of soft flooring. When you find that, now there's all sorts of other issues at play, because, you know, a lot of insurance policies have exclusions for water damage. And one is repeated seepage So I've been on those claims where there's mold, the soft flooring. This has been going on for a long time, despite the customer not knowing about it. So there's all sorts of issues that can arise, and that just drives up out of pocket costs if a claim were to be denied. And beyond that is just the scope of repair damage when you get into rotted wardrobes, which I have seen, and rotted floors and floors being replaced throughout the house because it seeps. And often with new floors, you have laminates and vinyls and wood. The water flows below them between the vapor barrier. So it gets trapped and it starts to decay that flooring from underneath. And so it's a long time before it's discovered. So it is a nasty problem. And it's one that's, like I said, it's one of the leading causes. So we see it every day. But and being home, one thing I'll mention real quickly is being home. I hear that quite a bit now. We're all home during COVID. So, you know, I'll know if something happens. Not the case. I was home for 3 out of 4 of mine. And in the next room, in a couple of cases, you just don't, it's not a boom, right? It's just a silent occurrence, and you'll find out when you step in.
Right. It's when that pendulum's going to drop. Well, Isaiah, thank you so much for coming in and talking to the Gadge Professor. I really enjoyed speaking with you. I right now love your product. I'm going to give it another week or two and keep checking it out. But so far, I'm quite impressed with it. And I thank you so much for joining us on the Gadget Professor Show. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for trying it out and for having me on to discuss it. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Our pleasure. Thank you. So that was an interesting interview. Very honest interview. I think I might have shocked him a little bit when I said, you know, why don't the water heater companies employ some type of a sensing device within them so they know when they leak and they could alert you? Their technology, quite frankly, is perfect for this. And I'd be willing to spend an extra $100 or whatever to get that service. So let's see if they take my suggestion. And of course, I hope I will get the accompanying royalty fees with that. We'll see. I'll keep you posted on that. And folks, that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.